today on Apostle Nkabo's podcast radio show.
Baggages of debts that we cannot pay off. And the Bible says sin is a debt. Sin is likened unto the utterance of speaking words, like F words, swearing, cursing. I will kill you, I will destroy you, I will do this. These words that we speak ignorantly. Yeah, they become vows. Even if somebody doesn't mean it, but in the spiritual realm, the spirits that pertains, the deities that pertains to that evil spoken word, they will sit with that person moves in that area. And if he cannot really fulfill what he has said, it becomes a debt and a burden. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, let me just read the last scripture here. Yeah. The scripture says, Job 22 verse 27 says, you will make your prayer to him, and he will hear your voice, and you will pay your vows. Do you see that? And you will pay your vows. Now, there are automatic vows in the earth the moment you enter into the earth. The commitment, when we love God, we channel into the frequency where we have to tithe, where we have to give offerings to God, where we have to keep his sabbatical order, where we have to keep his seasons, where we have to keep his times, where we have to be obedient. These are already packaged in within our fulfillment on the earth to serve God. So when we come into the earth, God sees to it that we are in a frequency that enables us to vow ourselves towards tithing, to vow ourselves towards being in an environment that enables us to keep the Shabbat, to commit ourselves and to say, next Shabbat I'm going to do better. And this Shabbat, you find yourself, okay, if you walk away from the vow, you don't fulfill it very well as you should, and you say, no, but next time I will do it. These are vows. We commit, we dedicate, we commit our faithfulness because there are vows already in the package of our faith. We must do them. The vows of keeping the seasons of God. Seasons like Passover, Pentecost, Rosh Hashanah, yeah? The day of Yom Kippur, the feast of tabernacles. Talk about Hanukkah, yeah? These are feasts that are already in the Bible. And when we love God, we start to tap into the frequency of making vows to fulfill this journey. But yet, in the world also, there are people who we claim we are Christians, we claim we love God, but the vows we are making are concerning the secular world of love of money, demonic forces, yeah, following the Roman God, yeah, the Roman Jesus, following the Roman calendar, yeah, with the month January, February, October, December, because we are literally making vows to this timetable. Yeah, when Christmas comes, Christmas is a pagan worship that was called Saturnalia in the ancient days. When the feast of Saturnalia, which they call Christmas today, comes, yeah, there's perversion of all different kinds because people have made vows to the spirit of Christmas, which is Saturnalia, the worship of Saturn, the planet called Saturn, Saturnalia. It was worshipped as a god in Rome. Yeah, Saturnalia. So this Saturnalia spirit now brings a lot of depression, brings a lot of frustration in people's lives, brings a lot of love of money. So people have vowed themselves to this spirit and a lot of eating of pork meat because pork was eaten by ancient worshippers of demons and spirits and false gods and deities. So people also Christmas, the pig, the swine, becomes the most eaten meal. Why? Because it's just a reflection of the vows that ancient people made in the ancient times. Hallelujah. What happens when a vow is not honored? The soul that made a vow puts itself in a risk zone of harsh judgment, punishment, bad omen, condemnation, suffering, which they may confront. That the soul, because of failing to fulfill that vow. So the punishment of a soul that fails to fulfill the vow is a punishment of condemnation, judgment, sometimes even death, to be condemned to go to hell. Yeah. So When we mature up in God, we mature up in the speech of how we speak and how we approach life, the spiritual environment of the world that we are in, and how we speak, how we utter out, and what we say. Because what we say is connected to a spiritual influence, our tongue connected to a spiritual influence that influences us to speak vows as we live, to commit ourselves to a deity or deities or spirits or demons or frequencies or energies that are hovering or moving back and forth in the air. We are just literally putting words, and how those spirits want us to speak, how those deities want us to speak. Or it could be the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Adam, the God of Enoch, the God of Noah, the God of Jacob, that is inspiring us and influencing us to speak. Okay? So the more we mature up in the vocabulary or the language, putting together of words and utterance through language or through spoken words. Don't you know the words you speak, they are a spirit and they are life. We grow up in that spiritual utterance of life. Hallelujah. When we have the guidance of how we speak, so that we may create as we speak, so that we may make vows, we may commit our faithfulness, commit our devotion, commit our reality on how we speak and who we are speaking to. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. I thank you, Father, for your goodness, and we pray. We repent and we renounce every vows that we have made knowingly or unknowingly, that we shall start to move, and we pray that teach us how to move in the utterance, the understanding and the vibration of your utterance, that you speak in the spirit. Let us be able to speak the same thing and to incarnate. The Bible says that when you created Adam, you brought everything that you formed out of the dust. You brought the animal unto him. You brought the trees, the mountain, the seas, the valleys. Even you brought the woman that you created unto him, or you formed for him. And then you said, let me see what Adam will vow from his mouth. And Adam tapped into a frequency of God. He was connected in God, and he spoke just like God would speak. So God allowed Adam to use his ability to utter, to prophesy, and to speak. And Adam says, this is the bones of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. I shall call her woman. So who gave the woman the identity to be a woman? It is God. Through Adam, Adam spoke the utterance. I shall call her woman. And when Adam declared that into the woman, she became a woman with a womb, a man with a woman with a womb. So today she has a womb because Adam said to her, woman, you have a womb. So who gave her the ability to have a womb, to carry babies, to carry children? It is Adam. Well, you're trying to say Adam was God. Well, Adam was in the image of God, and Adam spoke like God spoke. It is God who gave her a womb through Adam. And whatever she's going to do which doesn't line up with God's will that is coming through Adam, Adam had to cancel it, or Adam had to declare it right or not right. Adam had to break that vow, or Adam had to say, okay, let this vow continue. Because she came through him. For the purpose of serving the inherited image of God in Adam, not straight to God. So Adam was there to say, okay, you know, woman, you're speaking, but there is something you're speaking from that is not from God. So I refuse to vow towards that. And I refuse that that should continue in our house. Oh, I can hear, yes, you're speaking and you're lining up with the will of God. And I allow that to pass. I allow that to be. Hallelujah. So Father God, we thank you that we are submitting under the utterance and the expectation of how to fulfill vows in the earthly realm. I thank you and I bless your holy name, because you're mighty God. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, let your relationship, your purpose, every sower and every seed giver that is giving into the ministry, let them tap into this energy and this frequency, so that this frequency may continue to bring positive vows into reality and physical manifestation into their lives. Father, I pray and ask you to forgive us As an apostle to the world, I intercede for the seven women. And I say, Lord, forgive us for the seven continents. Forgive us for the seven emotions and attributes. Forgive us for the seven colonies that are in the world, in Mother Earth. Father, there we say, forgive us for every sin we are committing, the vows we have made that are contrary to your will. And we pray that teach us your will and let us begin to use our tongue and utterance to be inspired by your will. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray. Somebody holla, amen and amen.